Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show. Phenomenal lineup of stories to talk to you about today. First up, we have New York City looking to possibly remove monuments in public spaces, public squares of Washington, Jefferson, Columbus, even Peter Stuyvesant. That's right, New York City taking the time to do this instead of trying to fix the trajectory it's on. We also have the mayor of Chicago looking like he wants to build or set up grocery stores that are owned by the city of Chicago, which to me, this just strikes me as completely nuts. But when you understand what's going on with these Democrats, when you understand the way they approach everything, more government control is what they're looking for. And then the DOJ is investigating Elon Musk. Oh, of course, anybody who challenges the dominant autocratic paradigm of the left is going to be subject to these kinds of tactics of intimidation and harassment. So we will discuss all that. But first, let's start with New York City, because New York City is canceling its most famous statues, possibly the city count, the committee. What is it called? Committee on Cultural Affairs Committee. There you go. The good little commissars of the Cultural Affairs Committee met today to hear public comment about removing statues that include statues like, as I mentioned, Jefferson and Washington. We already know the left definitely wants to tear down the founding fathers. But in this one, they also have Peter Stuyvesant. For those who don't remember, Peter Stuyvesant was the Dutch governor of Manhattan. And before it became New York, right? It was New Amsterdam. He was the Dutch governor of Manhattan. And he was involved in slaves. He owned slaves. So he has to be canceled. Columbus, as we know, Christopher Columbus, just as a side note, I applied to Stuyvesant High School, for those of you who know New York City, got in. You just take a test. You have to get a certain score. but I didn't go. But it's considered the most elite public school in all of New York City. I went to Regis High School instead, you know, got a full ride there. So that was nice. So they also want to put Christopher Columbus in the mix here, somebody that they might be willing to get rid of. Christopher Columbus, my friends. They hate Columbus. Now, Columbus mistreated some of the natives that he encountered, but we also have to look at the realities of the age of exploration in the late 15th century. What were people, how did people treat each other? The answer is might made right, effectively. There was very little sense that you would treat people outside your group, your religion, your tribe, your nation, whatever, as equals. That just wasn't the reality of the world then. You look at societies all over the world. It also goes to how slavery existed in societies all over the world in the 1500s. The Ottoman Empire had a massive slave empire. The different states within Africa, or the different tribal realities inside of Africa, had massive slave trade. They were taking slaves. There was slavery practiced by different tribes in North America before anyone got here from the European side. So that's the reality. For those who don't know, it's actually fascinating. The Ottoman slave trade, they would go as far, and this is deep into the 18th century. So in the 1700s, they would go as far north to take Christian slaves. These are Muslim corsairs taking Christians from their towns and cities. They went to the coast of Ireland. They even made it to Iceland, I believe, at one point. And this was over centuries. This went ongoing. The point being, slavery was the reality of the world hundreds of years ago. It doesn't mean it was okay. Obviously, it is a wrong. It is evil. It is immoral. But if we are going to judge everybody in that period of time by the standards of today, we're not. Who's going to be left, effectively? And that's what you have to ask yourself. Who do they want to replace these individuals with? Who do they want to replace the founding fathers with, Christopher Columbus and others? I would assume the New York City Council would try to replace them with some kind of like Marxist community organizers or something along those lines. That's what I think they would like to do. You know, someone who was involved in helping illegal immigrants and pushing for, you know, the trans agenda in schools in the last 10 years or something. That those are the only people who are truly acceptable to the left. Because even people that the left admires and elevates throughout the 20th century, what was their position on gay marriage? Well, why is that bigotry excused now, right? I mean, you can see how it's just impossible. It's impossible to make the left happy on any of this. And the point is, it's not about what's right, what's decent, what's best for society or the country. They want to tear down. And the desire is to replace that history with something else. Yes, it's just the destruction of what is, but then they also have designs on creating something else. And it's not something that they're very open about, but I do think it's meant to change our shared historical vision of America so that they can shape the future of America in a Marxist authoritarian mold. I truly believe that. I think it's quite clear. My friends, we all remember what happened 22 years ago. The tragic events of 9/11. The toll of lives lost was massive. Thousands of people lost family members, suffered injuries, not to mention all the illnesses that continue to take lives all these years later. There's an entire generation, maybe two generations, that knows little to nothing about our nation's darkest day. The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute was launched to right this wrong by helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about 9/11. Their nonfiction first-person accounts are told through videos and a captivating book series. These accounts are moving and unparalleled. Kids won't forget these true stories. The Institute offers full curriculum units with scripted social studies lessons, activities, and background for teachers. Included in that is a speaker's bureau for classrooms with access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Help our nation honor its vow. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. All right, so here we get Chicago Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson wants to create city-run grocery stores to promote equitable access to food after Walmart and Whole Foods close stores. So he says there's a partnership with the Economic Security Project to open municipally owned state grocery stores, basically. Remember I was talking about Marxism before and all this? State grocery stores. That's effectively what's going on here. And he says it's because we need equitable access to food because of food deserts. And he talks about underserved communities. Well, let's look at what happened here. One person on social media wrote, this is the Daily Mail writing this. One person on social media wrote, let's see, major successful retailers and grocery store operators have pulled out of certain zip codes due to chronic crime, but the city of Chicago is going to install and manage taxpayer-subsidized stores. What could possibly go wrong? Another added, people need to learn to not steal and the grocery stores won't have to close. A third said, residents must respect community businesses if they want their services. So this is a city that has a budget shortfall, Chicago, of $538 million. And it's going to be operating grocery stores. I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now, these if they do this, they will be the worst and most expensive grocery stores you've ever seen in your life. Expensive not to the people that shop there, but to the taxpayer. I mean, the amount of waste and fraud and abuse that will go on. And ultimately, the real problem here is the people are stealing from these places. They say they're closed because of profitability, because they don't want the problem. Really? How many, if you live in a you know, nice, you know, sort of middle class or above neighborhood, when was the last time a grocery store closed that was a Whole Foods or a Walmart because they couldn't make money? When was the last time that happened? Right? Yeah. The problem here is people are stealing. And also the issue of the food desert is an interesting. This is something that is often raised by people on the left. They talk about things like tree equity. If you didn't know, that's that there aren't enough trees in poorer neighborhoods. And so they say that's unfair. And I'm a big advocate of trees in neighborhoods, but people have to take care of trees. They have to not scratch the trees, write graffiti on the trees, let the dogs urinate on the trees, right? You have to actually, as a community, you have to want to support these initiatives. And people have to be held to account who don't. But on the food desert issue, they did a big study under the Obama administration on this. And they were incentivizing healthy food choices in grocery stores. They were subsidizing, because they said there are food deserts. There aren't enough places that sell vegetables, fresh produce, you know, high quality proteins in a lot of minority neighborhoods. That was the story. And you say, okay, well, what happens when they subsidize those choices for people? What happens when they straight up say, we will make it cheaper for you to buy, lean ground beef and apricots and Brussels sprouts and, you know, produce instead of soda, chips, and just stuff that for your body is effectively unhealthy crap. And you know what they found? That subsidizing and making more accessible in low-income neighborhoods, the high-quality produce. This is the Obama administration did this big study. This is a federal study. Did nothing. People still want to buy what they want to buy. People want to purchase soda. They want to purchase chips. They want to purchase candy. And then you get into this thing of like, well, are you not going to let them do that? If they use, for example, SNAP, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, also known as food stamps. They're using food stamps. You're going to not let them buy soda. You're going to only let them buy, you know, low fat milk, right? You start to see how this becomes very, very authoritarian sounding very quickly. That people should be allowed to make the food choices that they want to make, right? We all agree on that. And the government trying to incentivize different food choices has not worked. Has not worked. And it is not good at that. So you can try to talk about all the organic farmers markets you want in poor areas of major cities. They're not going to catch on anytime soon. We've already seen this. People have already tried. And as for city-owned grocery stores, I mean, can you imagine the amount of theft and just mismanagement that would go on would be true, would just be appalling. You know, it's like the DMV, but you're going to get your, you know, going to get your chicken, your steak, your, you know, your cereal from that DMV. I think it's a horrible idea, but we'll see. Being healthy, feeling strong. I mean, who doesn't want this? Our friends at Chalk, the supplement company based in Texas, want to help you feel your very best. They've got a great line of all natural supplements designed for both men and women. By far, their most popular products are the Male Vitality Stack and their Female Vitality Stack. The first one includes a leading ingredient that replenishes diminished amounts of testosterone in guys. That's needed by almost every guy, whether they realize it or not. The Female Vitality Stack is specifically formulated to provide what's needed for optimum hormone health. You're going to find their products online. That way you can save 35% off any Chalk subscription you choose for life when you use my name in the purchase process. Go to chalk.com. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Use my name, Buck, when you make your purchase process to get 35% off for the life of your subscription, cancelable at any time. Chalk.com, and use my name, Buck, for 35% off. They are targeting Elon Musk. They are going after him. This is not a surprise because Elon Musk is a challenge to the establishment as it stands now, the power of the authoritarian left. Here you go. Justice Department probe scrutinizes Elon Musk perks at Tesla going back for years. Federal prosecutors have also sought information about transactions between Tesla and other entities related to the billionaire. So they're looking at benefits that Elon Musk got from the company that he's the CEO of. Prosecutors have referenced the involvement of a grand jury. New information indicates federal prosecutors have a broader interest in the actions of Musk and Tesla than previously known. The Justice Department is investigating Tesla's use of company resources on a secret project that was described internally as a house for Musk. The house effort was known when the carmaker is Project 42. And plans call for expansive glass. I mean, they're like looking into the way this guy runs. He's the richest guy on the planet. They're looking the way he runs his company to harass him. You know why? They'll never forgive him for taking away Twitter as one of their favorite left-wing information dominance tools. They'll never forgive him for that. And Twitter's not perfect today, to be sure, but it is not a wholly owned subsidiary of the authoritarian left. And they won't let that go. They absolutely will not let that go. And so they're gonna try to harass him. I don't think they'll be able to get very far with this, but they're going to do what they can to make his life annoying. MyPillow's team has a great sale going on with an everyday item for your home. Their popular six-piece towel set is back in stock and back on sale. Towel set is made with USA cotton, as absorbent as you want your towels to be and as soft as the best USA cotton out there. Set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retail for $79.98. Right now, you can get this set at 50% off, just $39.99 with my name, Buck, as the promo code at MyPillow.com. Just upgrade and update the towels in your home with this great value. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, get 50% off the six-piece towel set. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square. You'll get 50% off the six-piece towel set when you use promo code Buck. All right, team, that's it for today. Thanks for hanging. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.